We have for our consideration today the last paragraph of the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. While you are opening your Bibles to that portion of the Word of God, we would remind you that we have been studying the Gospel of Matthew with emphasis upon the fact that Matthew presents the Lord Jesus Christ as the King of the Jews. We have noticed various things about the presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ as King to his people. And the last time we met together, we noticed the fourfold response to the proclamation, "Behold your King." There was the response indicated in the life of John the Baptizer, when in prison, languishing, wondering about the turn of events, said, "Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another?" We looked at the response of the unreasonable as illustrated in the attitude of individuals who condemned John the Baptizer for his ascetic approach and condemned the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ because, as they put it, they wined and dined. Nothing would please them. We noticed the response of the indifferent, as indicated in the cities through which the Lord Jesus Christ had gone preaching his message, and they were absolutely indifferent to what he had to say. And then we noticed the response of that group of people whom the Lord Jesus Christ described by the word babes, the simple folk who were willing to trust the message, and in trusting the message, believe it and rely upon it. You will recall that at that particular time, if you will glance at the 25th verse of our chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast been pleased to hold these things back from the wise and the prudent and reveal them unto babes." At that time also, he declared in verse 27, "All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Father, no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." And in the light of that authoritative revelation presented in the 27th verse, the Lord Jesus Christ issued the special invitation, which is the subject of our discussion at this hour. Will you notice the paragraph which begins with verse 28? "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Primarily, this special invitation was given to all of those in the nation of Israel who were in the sad condition of being burdened and heavy laden. However, we need to recognize, because of our emphasis upon primary interpretation, that it was a message addressed to those who were burdened in a very special way. Will you turn, please, to the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke with me, and notice the 46th verse of the 11th chapter, which you will find on page 1290. The Lord Jesus Christ was addressing the leadership of Israel in verse 45. One of the masters, one of the lawyers, engaged him in conversation. And in verse 46, the Lord Jesus said, "Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers." Of course, it goes without saying that the word lawyer here does not describe the profession with which we are familiar today. The word lawyers here is a reference to interpreters of the law of Moses. And these interpreters, these religious teachers, had laid burdens upon the nation of Israel, which burdens were too heavy for them to bear. And primarily, it was to a burdened nation that the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and burdened and heavy laden." We must recognize that as the primary interpretation. But let us recognize also that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, and we want to look at the profitable application of this passage of Scripture to men who may be living in any age. And so I would like for you to recognize with me the condition of the people to whom this invitation is really addressed as far as application is concerned. And the first thing that I would draw to your attention is what is suggested in the latter part of the paragraph of Matthew chapter 11, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We would draw to your attention that the word labor comes from the Greek word kopontes. This Greek word kopontes is a word that is so grammatically arranged that it describes a continuous state in which these people live. It is not a question of bearing a burden occasionally, but it is a question of being in a state that has produced a weariness that cannot be relieved by any human effort. As a matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, this Greek word kopentes is translated by the word weariness. You will find this passage of Scripture on page 1448, and you will recognize when you turn there with me today that it describes the testimony of the Apostle Paul in his faithful service for the Lord. An individual who is weary in the sense in which we are speaking at the moment need not be out of fellowship. An individual who is weary in the sense we are discussing at the moment need not have any unconfessed sin in his life. Could be that the very place that God has placed him has contributed to his weariness. The Apostle Paul mentions all of the various things that have happened to him as a minister of the cross of Christ. And then in verse 27 he said, "In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and in nakedness." And if you will look at the word weariness, the very first descriptive word in that verse, you will discover that it is a translation of this Greek word kopontes that we have been referring to. When the Lord Jesus Christ addressed himself to laboring people, he was addressing himself to those who were weary. And he said, "Come unto me, all ye who are in a state of weariness. All you who feel you have gone as far as you can possibly go, come unto me, and there will be some relief for you." Another phrase describes the condition of these people, the English phrase, heavy laden. This English phrase, heavy laden, comes from one Greek word, the Greek word pephortismenoi. This Greek word pephortismenoi is a Greek word that is given in a past perfect participle, so that there is presented to us the state that these folk are not only weary, but they have been burdened for a long, long time. The burden which they are carrying, for whatever reason, they have not been able to lay down. And not only have they not been able to lay down, but they probably will have to continue carrying it. And so, the invitation is, you who are in a state of weariness, you who have been burdened for a long time, come to me and I will give you rest.